Good morning.
I have to admit, I've never thought about this. Here's what Susan wrote recently.
Does telling your spouse about a critical situation at work constitute lack of confidentiality? If only generalities are spoken about, is that acceptable? My boss stated, after I'd already spoken with my spouse, that you must keep confidentiality. My spouse doesn't work at or know anyone from my corporation. Should I tell my boss what I shared?
We're going to get to all those questions, but let's start with that big one. Does talking about these work situations at home with your partner or your spouse, does it breach a confidence that you should be keeping?
Generally speaking, it is unreasonable to expect you as an employee to keep all things confidential from your spouse, because often work creates stress for us, anxiety. We come home, and who do we vent to? We vent to our spouse. There are a few exceptions to that, and those would be jobs that involve kind of like national security or Secret Service kinds of jobs. And then in those cases, you know, with high security clearance, those cases, it's a little different.
Well, and there's also this idea that talking it out with someone you trust that sort of knows you, could actually help you work through an issue or figure something out that could be good for the company.
Yeah, you could argue that too. You could argue that. Now, there is one case where confidentiality should be kept outside of the jobs we talked about. Anything where employees' security or customer security could be breached. Same rules would apply if we're talking about insider trading or insider information around publicly traded entities.
Right. There are situations where obviously you can't talk to your spouse about certain things. But if you're in that kind of role, then you know that, would be my guess.
Right.
But it sounds like Susan is in a much grayer area.
To use the word generalities. Generalities allow us to talk about the general context and mostly communicate kind of what we're struggling with and the kind of emotions and stress we're dealing with. And that's appropriate.
Now, there's a second part of Susan's question, which is, should she tell her boss that she's had these conversations with her partner?
If I was talking to Susan right now, I would say, Susan, I would not tell your boss that you had this conversation. I would go back to your spouse and I'd let your spouse know, hey, my boss just said I shouldn't be sharing this stuff. So please don't say anything to anyone. Kind of lock down your spouse so it's as quiet as you can, but I would not share it with your boss. Because if you share that you've already done it, it may damage your credibility in his or her mind. And we don't want that to happen.
Is she partly forgiven because her boss emphasized this whole confidentiality piece after she'd already had the conversation? You know, she'd gone home, chatted about it because it was weighing on her. And then she comes back and her boss says, hey, remember everybody, keep this quiet.
I think so. We could argue she didn't know. So I would also want her to not to feel guilty about it or worry about it. This is gray stuff. It's not easy to figure out and know what to do. So we've got to trust our own judgment.
It's no secret. Brandon Smith talks with me most Friday mornings. See you next time. Thanks.
My pleasure. Looking forward to next week.